Hey everyone, we're all reeling with a little bit of depression and we are meeting and joining each other to discuss what's going on and also just be a support system. And hopefully we still have our fingers crossed and hopefully UVA will have a shot. And if not, we're sorry to hear, especially sorry for Jay and Sam and Tomas and the rest of the guys, but especially those three, because this was their last time, probably, unless they decide to come back and return for another year, an additional year that the NCAA is allowing. Right. T-Dubs, what have you heard? What's the latest?
I mean, they just put out the statement, TB and Carla, saying that obviously they're out of the AC tournament. All their focus is now on the NCAA. And what happens. And from the little research I've done, it looks like we know there's 7 days in a row of positives. We have one person, right, who's according to CBS on that played against Syracuse that tested positive. They're probably doing contact tracing. I'm guessing that's done already. And now they're sorting out who's eligible to actually play. I don't know if you can test out. That was something I'm hoping Faris can join. Can you test out of this? Like, if you immediately get a negative, can you get seven in a row? Or does that negate one right? One positive? I don't know. That's the stuff. Hopefully, Faris can join here in a minute. And give us an update on that. Grant, what have you heard?
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much what I've heard as well. I saw somebody said minimum of five players are needed for it to be like a dress for an NCAA game. So hopefully, I guess, see how many guys are contact traced and see where that leads us and then go from there. But I mean, I think they know the rules, but it's just so much that we don't know, and we don't know the regulations that they need to meet. But I mean, I think that's the biggest question, is the 7 days of negative tests before the tournament. And if that is affected by quarantine or contact traced and self-isolation and stuff like that.
So Kansas just announced they are positive, right? So they're out of their conference tournament.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up, Hav?
This is the fourth or fifth team, I think. Wow. Right?
Yeah, this is going to be a mess. I don't know how this is going to work. If we have, let's just say we do have five eligible, we report it to the NCAA and they'll see this accordingly, or is it, do we then have to, they take those five and say, all right, that team's a 16 seed now, it's not a four seed. I wonder how that's going to work.
I have no idea.
That's going to be really interesting.
My big question is, you know, you say contact tracing, like we just dogpile. Does that mean it wipes everything out?
Probably. Well, contact tracing is 15 consecutive minutes within the 6 feet. Right. So you could dogpile for a minute and you're fine.
And you're okay. All right.
And then what does that mean about Syracuse?
Right. What happens to Syracuse? Are they now contact traced, or is it? Yeah, that's a really good question. They said it was somebody who played against Syracuse. So the joke was, if it was Reese, then Syracuse is fine.
Yeah, right. Wow, what a fucking mess. I didn't see anything about Kansas.
Yeah, apparently Kansas is out.
Kansas is out. North Carolina A&T is out. And Virginia today. Duke the other day. And I think there were one or two other two teams I saw earlier that got disqualified for contact tracing earlier in the week.
And what a mess. Hard to, it incredible to think that a year ago when everything got shut down, that it would still be wreaking havoc on college basketball, you know, a full year later. But, you know, it was hard to imagine back then, but it's not hard to imagine right now as we look this thing in the face.
I was just starting to think, all right, let's try to win the ACC tournament to at least get something out of it, right? Out of it, in case something, who knows what goes on later. I didn't even think about us not even making it through the ACC tournament. That's a huge bummer.
Right. And I think the NCAA tried to get ahead of it by bringing on additional teams for the NCAA tournament. But what was there a plan set in motion if teams got disqualified for the ACC tournament or conference tournaments?
Right.
If there's not enough time in between the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And maybe there should have been a little more thought going into that.
It should have been like the NBA. The NBA had the bubble, right? They checked in, they tested, then it was 2 weeks, and then they started it. Maybe the NCAA should have thought about that one, because now they're saying that the NCAA needs all tests submitted by Monday. I think it's Monday, 11 p.m., which means the bracket is announced Sunday. What happens on Monday if half of the teams can't be in it? Like,
It has the feel to me of, like, you know, for kids who grew up in the Northeast when the weather's bad, when you go into your basement, you make up a game with, like, a wiffle ball bat, a soccer ball, and, you know, baseball gloves. And you make up rules as you go along. Now, I know they've done their best job they can do. It's hard to have perfect foresight into this stuff, but, you know, I'm caught between rooting for, you know, I almost think if more teams get it, the NCAA might say, hey, let's kick this thing back a couple of weeks and start, you know, April 1st. I haven't found anything. I know it's been going around on text, but did Kansas definitively test positive?
Yeah, looks like
they did. Okay. It wasn't on ESPN right before I jumped on. So,
at this point, you know, Twitter is your news.
Twitter is news, no doubt.
Breaks it first, and then it trickles down. Because you got to write a press release, and you got to do that. People at Twitter takes 2 seconds.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean,
and if the NCAA could spin it in a way that made sense, hey, we've all come together in a really smart and safe way to make this thing very effective and enjoyable for the fans and the players, and everyone can be inclusive. Think about it. If everybody got the Johnson & Johnson shot, right, the vaccine, in the next couple of days, you're talking about, what are you talking about, 1,500 shots, 1,200 shots?
Yeah, something like that.
Right? And if everybody got it, I think you could have a very safe event. Right. And
that thing takes 10 days too, though. Right.
Okay.
So you gotta get the shot and then wait 10 days and then you're ready to go.
So if you
have to kick the tournament back. Yeah. So
you started April 1st or whatever, April 1st.
Yeah.
And everybody got the shot. I think you have an opportunity and you spin it in a way we were able to make this thing happen. Right. We were able to accomplish something by everybody coming together, everybody cooperating, everybody safely creating an opportunity for kids to have the greatest event in sports. And then the NCAA comes out looking great. Hotels come out looking great. The city of Indianapolis comes out looking great. College coaches come out looking pretty good, right? The players have a great experience. And it's like, you know, it's almost like a revival of emotions of people getting so excited and for a fantastic event. And you have some lead up. Right.
Right.
And everybody gets in. There's no team that's not going to get in that doesn't deserve to get in. Right. I mean, the NCAA standards or the people that pick.
It just feels, it almost feels like we're getting ready for the prom and you had rented your tux and rented the limo and made the reservations. And then you find out that, you know, the girl doesn't want to go with you to the prom or something. It's just brutal. this is just an empty feeling. And, you know, I think it's particularly hard for teams that had a good season or were on a nice little run. I know there's a lot of Virginia fans have gotten a lot of texts and DMs of people saying, like, how does this work? And I think we have a decent handle on it, but I don't think we've extrapolated out and don't have definitive answers yet. But, you know, my hope certainly as a fan and a former player is that we are going to going to play. We might not be at full strength. We might have half our team, but at least we're dancing. I think that's the most we can hope for right now. And we got to just, you know, root for that in lieu of the given circumstances right now.
That could be the majority of teams playing with reduced rosters.
Yeah. I mean, could Florida State win the ACC tournament without playing a game if Georgia Tech gets it? You know, it maybe. I know they've got to play Carolina tonight, but just my sense is that this is the beginning of a kind of an outbreak. And I don't know what's responsible for that, whether it's, and I don't mean just Virginia. I mean, in college basketball, there's going to be more and more kind of added to the roster of, you know, teams that have the virus. And it gets to a point, it gets to a point where the NCAA has to say, you know what, you know, half of the top 25 is out right now. It does it make sense for us to move it back? And what does that mean logistically? Like, I know they've got the arenas reserved in Indianapolis and the hotels. If they kick it back, how does that work? There's so many things. It's really hard to imagine right now, but it'll play out in the next few days. And the best we can hope for is that now what is interesting, and I think this, you guys probably covered this before I get on, but typically the format for NCAA is Thursday, Friday, right? Those are the two first round games. You either play Thursday or Friday. This year it's Friday, Saturday. So they play Friday first round, Saturday first round, Sunday, Monday second round. That gives us a day. And maybe that allows us with the 7-day advance to get in if we were lucky enough to get a Saturday draw. But my guess is the NCAA would look at teams and say, hey, let's give them every chance they can to clear our hurdles. So, you know, I'm hopeful, but just, you know, normally this time of year is filled with joy and happiness, and spring is in the air and March Madness and great moments like Reese's three-pointer. And this was definitely a gut punch that none of us wanted or needed.
Right. And when you look at potentially playing with a reduced roster, maybe you win a game. And if you win that game, now your other team, your teammates are available for the second game. Well, not the second game because it's 2 days later. But if you get out of that first weekend,
right, maybe
the guys become available.
Is it only going to be bad because now everyone has to test everyone 7 days, every day for 7 days in order to report it? Because like probably during the season, Forrest, you've been through this. Is that, do you think that plays a factor in this? Is it possible that someone could have had a false positive or had a positive and then never got tested during your season and then it just never got caught? I don't know if, as far as.
Is he there?
He's breaking up.
He's breaking up.
I said false positive.
Forrest is breaking up right now. So when he gets his technology clears up, we'll get back to him and we'll get his answers. Phony also joined us, who's just looking very upset, very sad.
Just sitting there pissed off in my car, man. Look, I'm wearing my national championship polo. I got dressed this morning. I'm excited. I'm, you know, going to make it a good day at work, go home, pregame, basketball. And man, it's just such a gut punch. Like, especially after last year, like we saw everything kind of collapsing in slow motion last year. And today's a year ago today that everything really hit the fan in terms of basketball. And so it's just, it feels like the same thing. It's the Groundhog Day, and here we go. I don't know what the team is going to be able to do. I don't know how contact tracing works. I don't know how those rules have changed, if they're loosened up. And I saw something about county rules, and you know, so is it not the NCAA's guidance? Is it just depending on what county you live in, and they've got their own stuff? It's an absolute mess. Hopefully, if it's just up to the county or up to the state, that maybe our governor can step in and declare the rest of the team COVID-free and we can move on. You know, otherwise, pick up some kids from the intramural squad or something. Put five guys out there. I don't care if they've played basketball before. I'm going to cheer for them as loud as I've ever cheered. And, you know, we might lose by 80, but, you know, this will be our It'll still be something special, and we'll have something more than just not playing at all.
Yeah, that, by the way, I just want to mention there's a 50-50 chance that Phony is an undercover policeman right now staking out someone. a lot of suspicious cars driving by going, who is that guy with the cop shades and the cop haircut on right now? But Phony, I agree with you, man. Put out whoever is available. In a couple of years, we'll look back on it and remember, like, wow, remember when we played with, you know, a couple of managers and a walk on. And I hope we're able to salvage something. What I'm hoping to avoid, what I think we're all hoping to avoid, the fan base, the players, is a definitive statement like Duke made when the AD just said our season is done. I was very nervous at lunch, kind of scared to check my phone that we would get something like that from, you know, the UVA, brass, and very hopeful that we can find some kind of solution and there's a workaround.
What if we have the bare minimum of 5 players? Is that fair to even go in? How does that work?
Alabama played with 4 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a mess. Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know, at this point, if you're going into a game with 5 players, you're not trying to win the tournament. You're not thinking of that. You're like, you know what? We're just going to represent our school. We're going to represent our colors. And, you know, whatever the result is, our heads are going to be held high because we competed. And that's what I'm pinning my hopes on at this point. I have no idea what that team is going to look like, or if I'll know anybody that's on it. But, I need to see some Blues play though.
Chase Coleman versus his brother, maybe.
That'd be awesome.
And Texas is one of the teams that benefited from, is going to go to the Big 12 championship because they were scheduled to play Kansas.
Wow. Yeah.
Waltz in. Crazy.
It's going to happen out of nowhere. It's going to happen. There are going to be more teams impacted by this.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's Faris, T-Dubs.
Faris, all right. Here's a question for you, Faris. Now that there's the rule, you got to test 7 days in a row. How is that different from during the season? Like, do you think if you had to have 7 days in a row, would that have changed how many games you played? Like, did you guys have positives in there?
Yeah, well, I think that the testing is not the problem. It's the rules on quarantine after testing. So whoever tested positive in those contact traced have to quarantine for a certain amount of days. And that's like a ACC and the state of Virginia rule. So for us, we had a positive our last 2 games on the road. On our game day, we had a false positive, but it was registered as a positive at the time. We didn't know it was a false positive. So we were told we'd be shut down for 10 days. So that would go into our conference tournament. So at that time we were done, our season was done. And then a day later we tested the kid again and it was a false, it tested negative. So his next 3 tests were negative. So in that case we were back on. So it all depends. If it's a false positive, but it just depends on the quarantine
rule. What is a false positive though? Is it when you have how many positives after a negative or negatives after a positive?
I don't know how they determine what a false positive, but the crazy thing for us was our positive was a PCR test. So the PCR is the one that goes all the way into your brain, and it's the gold standard. So it pretty much has a 99.9% like efficacy rate basically. So that was the crazy part, that one was the one that was a false positive. So I don't know, it just depends on the quarantine rules. So everyone can still test 7 days negative, but it's how many days you have to not do anything before you can start testing negative.
Wow. Okay, so it's possible that whoever got it on UVA could test tomorrow and it could be negative, but negative. It won't matter. Will it matter at that point?
Yeah, it would. If he tests negative tomorrow, then they would test him. Like, they would just keep testing him. And if he tests all negative, then it has to be a false positive.
Okay.
Yeah. So I heard an interesting idea on talk radio this morning. So it was a local ESPN guy who was opining on, all right, you got Virginia is out. He was surmising for the season. Duke is done for the season. Now you could add Kansas in there. If you get, you know, 8 or 12 teams of high profile teams, could you play a tournament on the side that, you know, had some kind of significance? And he got a lot of heat for it, but you know, at this point, I just like to see basketball. He was thinking that you could get, you know, 12 or 16 teams that were ineligible for the NCAA tournament to play in during that time. You know, they would presumably become healthy and COVID free and then compete later on in the tournament. And I, you know, it was just an interesting idea. I don't think it'll ever happen, but kind of something that was different that I heard this morning.
Sponsorship by Johnson & Johnson, maybe. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, what do you think the plans are now? Is it just wait and see? Far, what is your guess, Faris? Is it just going to be tested tomorrow and see?
Yeah, now you just got to test whoever it was. You just got to test him and hope he tests negative. And then you got to try to find every loophole you can. Because the NCAA wants Virginia, like we're a high profile enough team where the NCAA would want to help us. So they want Virginia in the tournament. So there's got to be some loophole. Like, okay, he tested positive, but everyone else tested negative for 7 days. So can we play then? So there's got to be some loophole where we can take advantage of that.
Ferris, how controlled for our viewers out there and for us, how controlled is the testing? Like, is this Ethan Saliba using a test, or is this a NCAA doctor administering, and how is that handled?
So during the season, our trainer would test us, but they had to be like, you had to be like certified to do it. So they went through training and stuff. But once we got to the conference tournament, they had like medics do it. So it's definitely like
EMTs did it.
Yeah, EMTs. So okay. it's definitely controlled. Like they know what they're doing. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, it's a simple swab, and right. My guess is they're doing the antigen test. That's my guess. That's what they're doing. So that's just like the little one that, you know, rubs on the rim of your nose, and right. That's not the gold standard. So it's harder to test positive on that test.
Yeah. Interesting.
So that means, well, that one they need to do because it's quicker, right? The results are quicker.
Yeah, that one's quicker. And then the other one, the PCR, if you have a machine, it could take like 6 to 8 hours. So usually they do the antigen. If you test positive on the antigen, then they'll quickly do a PCR, and then they'll wait for the results for the PCR. So I don't know what situation UVA is in. I don't know if they've had their PCR results.
Yeah, do they report a positive on the PCR? If they get a positive, they have to report that on the PCR, and then presumably they do the antigen test, which is much more invasive and accurate.
No, reverse.
Or the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah, other way.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, if there is a positive on the antigen, they have to do a test with the PCR. PCR is positive, then it's probably a real positive, yeah.
Yeah, you've got it.
But in your case, it was the reverse.
Yeah. Well, in our case, we just with that kid, we did antigen, and all his antigens were negative. And our PCR takes like one. It takes one day. It's a 1 day turnaround. So his antigens were negative, but his PCR was positive. Okay. So then we PCR'd him again, and the second one was negative. Then we did it again, and the third one was negative. So that was obviously a false positive.
How long did that take, Ferris?
It took, I think he tested positive on Thursday, and he was cleared by Sunday. So nice.
There's a glimmer of hope that yeah, maybe
slight glimmer,
slight, yeah. not very good, but, and then, and then everyone who's contact traced will need to quarantine. And the person who gets it has to stay in Greensboro, right? And they can't come
home. The person who gets it has to stay in Greensboro, or depending on the school, they have plans. Like, you could take a charter bus and have the kids sit all the way in the back, and like just rent out a charter bus, have a kid sit in the back and have one coach sit in the front, because the kid can't stay there by himself. So one of the coaches is staying with him, or someone on staff is staying with the kid right now, and everyone else is out.
Oh,
Ethan, is it Ethan, you think?
I don't think it's the trainer, because the trainer needs to be with the team full time. I think it had to be someone. It couldn't be the trainer.
Man, this is crazy. All right. That's great information for us, though. Kind of helps.
Yep. We know the past.
And we'll see. UVA fans are probably on the pins and needles now, or have given up. I love Phony, your 7 stages of grief for COVID testing positive. That was great. So true.
Well, I get it. Yeah, and some of us are still at the hoping for a false positive denial phase. It's so frustrating. And I mean, you know, we're about 500,000 Americans are dead. We're not out of this. You know, vaccination is going well, and it seems to be making progress. But, you know, it's just another reminder. And fortunately, it's a reminder that doesn't cost any lives, but it's a reminder that we're still in the middle of this. And, you know, we probably have a ways before we see the end. But this was, this was going to be one of those things that after losing it last year, like, okay, we're a little bit more normalcy. You know, we're going to get back to that. And sure enough, here we are. And it looks like it's just the hits are going to keep coming today. I mean, with Kansas out, you know, that gives me some hope that, you know, the NCAA will bend the rules because of Kansas. I don't know that we can count on them doing anything for us, but with Kansas out, you know, now they might care because they got one of their blue bloods. So we'll see. I'm not terribly optimistic. I'm just been sitting around all morning cursing under my breath. So any good news that comes out of this will be welcome. But I'm prepared for the worst.
Yeah, no, the whole premise is designed to fail. Like, you're playing games on consecutive days. No one's wearing their mask. They're all breathing on each other. You test every day. Like, it's designed to fail. It's really hard to get out of that.
Well, and from a contract tracing standpoint, so one of our players that played yesterday is the one that tested positive. Now, does Q's have to quarantine because weren't they in close contact?
Anyone who's on the court would have to be contact traced as well.
Jeez.
And see, that's why they're going to have to change. They have to do something about the contact tracing thing, because I mean, that would be a shame for not only us but other teams to get knocked out because of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think if you're contact traced from a different team, though, I think you're not quarantined. You just have to be negative. If you're on the team with a positive, you're all, like, the whole thing is shut down. Everyone that's in tier one.
Well, what's the justification for treating the two differently? Close contact is close contact, right? I mean,
they're close contact, but they're not part of like their party. If that makes sense. Like, they're not. I don't know. That's what I assumed from the language, but it's pretty arbitrary. Like, they're definitely in close contact. Like, they weren't protected and in any way possible. So, right. Yeah.
Unless it's Beekman and they weren't defending him, so maybe they were.
Maybe.
Nobody was in 6 feet of Beekman.
So. Yeah, no, exactly. No, you're not wrong there.
All right. So we're kind of just in a wait and see. Like, what is your guess on the outcome of this thing? UVA is out of the tournament, you think, most likely?
I don't.
Too hard.
I don't know. It's too hard to say. I don't know. It's weird because, like, Duke's AD yesterday just said we're done. I don't know if he just shut him down because he shut him down, or the NCAA told him you're done. So I don't. Not that they were going to make the tournament anyway, but he just said we're done.
Right.
So I don't know. But our AD said we're trying to find every possible avenue. So I don't know. Maybe that's a good sign.
That means there's a glimmer of hope, seems.
Yeah, like. I feel like there's a glimmer, slight glimmer of hope.
What do you think, Phony? What's your guess?
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm convincing myself that it's over, just so I can start accepting that now. And anything beyond that is a pleasant surprise. There was certainly reason for optimism in the statement from Carla and Tony, and that they're trying to work on it and trying to do it. And look, if we have a six guys for the first round game, if we can pull that out, maybe we have more available for the next game, and you know, we can stay alive that way. I mean, there's always some hope, I guess. I would love to see it, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm going to try to find another team that I can cheer for. I don't know if it'll be Georgia Tech or not, but I need somebody to cheer for in this tournament. I'm going to be really upset if it's not us.
Mark, what's your guess? What's your take on it? What do you think is going to actually happen?
I don't know what this tournament is going to look like. As teams continue to have to drop out,
yeah,
are they going to go in with reduced rosters? Are they going to cancel? Are they not going to appear at all? Are teams going to be disqualified completely? There could be, you know, 10 teams from Power 5 conferences and, yeah, you know, 48 or 58 or 54,
right,
from mid-majors and low majors.
Well, I mean, that example we talked about in the beginning, let's say the starting five is just deemed out for contact tracing. What does that do to our seeding? Like, are we seeded as if we have them or without them? Or are without, we?
I think you have to do without them.
So you seed us without them, but then do we make the tournament without them?
Well, yeah. You still make the tournament. You still make the tournament, right? Because
you still make the tournament, and then, right, you get.
Right. Yeah.
So now, can we be the first 16 seed to be the one? That's my question. No, I'm kidding. We'll be the first
team on both sides. We're not going to be the only team. We're not going to be the only team in that situation. Kansas.
Yeah.
Right.
This is nuts.
If Kansas, us, and there's going to be other teams. There are, you know, it's almost inevitable.
Yeah. No, the real quandary starts when the tournament starts and then people start testing positive.
Right.
And then, right, teams just start advancing like without playing. Like, that's going to be the, oh my gosh, what is going on?
I mean, that's going to happen. That's 100% going to happen.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Well, we already have the absurdity that Georgia Tech is in the ACC tournament final, having beaten Miami. That's your road to the championship.
Listen, Florida State, as you mentioned earlier, are going to the semifinals, playing one game, not have played a game yet. And by the way, it's 2:50 in Eastern time, right? The game's not supposed to tip off until what, 8:30?
8:30, yeah.
There's 6 hours or 5.5 hours left before someone could come out and say UNC's not able to play.
Yeah, no.
So imagine that, Florida State. And then tomorrow night, somebody could win it because somebody else comes down with Corona.
Yeah, no, that it's, yeah, someone just gets handed the trophy. They walk out, not playing the trophy.
Oh my goodness. If Georgia Tech wins the ACC tournament by beating Miami, and that's it, that would be actually kind of hilarious. I don't know how loudly I'd complain about that. I mean, even they would have to put an asterisk next to it.
But. I mean, the trophy would just need to be a negative COVID test result,
or just say default, or just say default champion or something.
Right. I mean, can you imagine if this happens in the Final Four?
Oh my God.
You got the biggest stage ever, and it's like, well, the champion has a positive test, so they, you know, we're gonna
here's the trophy, right?
Yeah, I was actually giving that some thought earlier. So I mean, I think you can advance teams in a round. Look, if their opponent tests out, then you've got to advance all but the championship game. I just can't imagine declaring anyone the champion without playing that championship game. I mean, and it's one game. Could they reschedule that? Could they, wait for the team that tested out to clear it? Because, I mean, how pathetic would that be just no championship game, you're the title. No one would ever buy into it. And I would think the teams would want to do that as opposed to taking a very hollow trophy home.
And yeah, even if it's one or two starters, or what if it's the best player and only one person and there's no other contact tracing, how do you handle that?
Right.
they need to do what the NBA did and just have like a quarantine. Everyone go to Indy and quarantine for 14 days and test, right. and then we'll determine who's positive, who's negative, and then if someone's positive, sorry, but we'll have a replacement team. Like, it's the only way to do it without having a crapshoot of a tournament.
Right.
I mean, that gets so messy too, right? Because you're gonna wait for 2 weeks and then announce the bracket.
Yeah.
Right. Because then you see, depending on who's in there, right? So you're gonna announce basically just who's in this Sunday, and it could be 70 teams, 75 teams. And then you go into the bubble, and then you have the bracket in 2 weeks after all the test results.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it, though. It's you have to do it, but I mean, that requires a lot more money put into it.
Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't know what else to think.
Crushing fingers.
Hey, look, I'm just happy we won the title in 2019. At least that's our lasting memory of the NCAA tournament for the last 2 years.
Right. Yeah. And now there's going to be, so there was no tournament last year, so we're still defending champions. This year, is there really going to be a qualified champion?
No. So we'll still be the true defending champions after all this.
This just works out to our advantage. At least if we can't play to prove that we're the actual, to repeat, we're still the champions.
Yeah. Whoever wins, everyone knows is going to have, like, everyone trolls the Lakers. They won the Disney World ship. Like, everyone trolls them. So everyone's going to know this is going to have the biggest asterisk, especially if these teams can't go to the tournament. Like, come on.
What?
You have a 3-4 seed that can't go. Like, okay.
No Kansas, no UVA. Potentially no Kansas, no UVA.
Yeah.
Who knows what would happen with Duke?
Yeah. Right?
Maybe they continue to play well and they get in. Who knows if. Yeah, how many other teams? Now, who did Kansas play last night?
Kansas played who did they play?
Look it up.
Is it a team that they played? Who did Kansas play?
GK's back on. What up? So, this is just.
And what if Kansas played Oklahoma? Oklahoma's ranked 25th in the country.
Yeah, Oklahoma's in the tournament right now too.
And that was Oklahoma. What's the deal with them?
Yeah, no, they were exposed. So
they were exposed and probably getting tested, and probably getting tested now, right?
Yeah,
Syracuse is getting tested. Oklahoma's getting tested with bated breath.
Yeah, exactly. And those teams are
in Louisville too, right? Louisville played Duke.
Yeah, Louisville's getting tested too.
Right.
No, it's crazy. It's a trickle down effect.
I mean, Louisville played us, and then we got right before this too, right? No, but I guess there was a game
gave it to us.
Louisville was a common denominator in Duke and UVA, but whatever. But you're saying in the ACC tournament there is a third party testing everything. So
I think there should be a third party testing everything. I mean, it's a tournament testing, but like they have like EM, like the commissioner's not in there swabbing noses. It's just the local EMTs probably.
Right.
Or maybe it is the trainer still. Maybe it is. They just say
I would hope at this point they're not leaving it up to the schools, because I mean, frankly, there's some schools I wouldn't necessarily trust, but
just barely touch, scrub the outside of your nose.
But honestly, the fact that Kansas tested positive tells me they probably have a third party doing it.
Very true. Snoop Dogg did it for him.
But now, what about people staying in the same hotel? What if guys are actually hanging out? The guys are 18 to 22 years old.
All right.
Yeah, right? I know.
So exactly. Is everybody going to remain disciplined? And even knowing, like, well, it can't happen to me. No one's thinking, like, this is the most serious, you know, I have to be completely restricted and follow, adhere to all the rules.
Yeah, no, so, no kid does that. It's hard
doing that.
No chance.
Every kid doing that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they carry that little chip with them. They could just leave the chip in their hotel room and go out.
And right? Guys know each other from other teams. They haven't seen each other.
Yeah.
They might get in the same hotel.
Yeah, and their masks are always on their chin, just like hanging right, right there. I mean, it's everything. Everything just comes full circle.
Well, is we'll see. Hopefully we'll have another podcast on Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a live show after Selection Sunday. Go talk about our brackets. If Virginia's in it anyway. If we're not in it, then screw the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Boycott it. Boycott
tournament.
They lost 5 viewers.
You know what? T-Dubs, how about locker room access tournament featuring UVA, Duke, Kansas?
Yeah, I'm in.
You know what? We can even throw in Kentucky.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
That'd be amazing.
You got to throw in North Carolina A&T. Middle Tennessee State, everyone that tested positive.
COVID, it's got to be brought to you by Johnson & Johnson.
I tell you what, though, we get Johnson & Johnson to give everybody the shot.
Yeah.
Have started in April.
And do the tournament. Pull it off.
That'd be tough. That'd be the positive tournament.
There's so many resources. There's so many places that are offering the vaccine. Because people aren't taking advantage of it right now.
Yeah.
Really?
I got 2 texts today asking me if I wanted to get vaccinated. And do I know people that need it?
I need it. Send them my way. I know I'm not in New York.
E-Dubs, you have a huge multiple people to stay with and hang out in New York. So if you and the family want to come.
Come and get some vaccines.
Yeah. Come and get some vaccines.
Vaccine party. I do want. I'd love to just get the vaccine. I know, but I can't believe people are not down to get it. That's crazy. I don't know. I guess I also understand the concern. Like, oh, I'm going to turn into a zombie. I saw this movie before, but whatever. Yeah. All right.
Well,
hang tight. Another podcast coming.
Cross your fingers. Pray if you're religious. I don't know. Do the moon dance.
Positive vibes. Positive vibes.
Negative vibes.
Whatever vibes get us into the tournament. I don't even know what I'm cheering for at this point. Like a tournament where if it's like all of our bench and all of our starters are out of it and we're playing Gonzaga in the round at 16 seed. I mean, it's still fun, I guess, but
you just want to be in the tournament. Cause if you're in the tournament, that means there's anyone has a chance because of any team is dropping out at any moment.
Well, Austin has the vaccine. So we got one for sure that could play. We just need 4 more.
You know, I think he always puts a couple of managers on the roster so they can practice. So that's like at least like that's 3 right there. 3 people that can
travel.
So we can get we got a squad. We can get a squad. Matt Palumbo out there. Matt Palumbo, Austin Castro. Hey, if they pull off a win, that'll be an incredible story. So
absolutely.
I mean, and who knows if there's some more positives on the other side, they could advance pretty far.
Yeah, exactly. You just want to be in. You never know what happens. You just want to be in. Yeah, just get in
and try to get in a bracket that has irresponsible players on there and try to egg them on to come out and party.
Yeah, no. Just entice them in Indy.
Yeah, exactly. That's our path.
I want to see 5 guys that they rounded up at Slaughter and then they advance into the second round because the other team got out and those guys will always kind of have a victory on their record.
Yeah.
That would be, I guess. Yeah. We're cheering for just get in. Now I've convinced myself, just get in the thing.
Just get in. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Just get in. Who knows what will happen?
Yep.
All right. Austin Castro, MOP 2020.
Right. It's on the table. The greatest story in
Yeah, it's on the table. It's on the table. Austin Castro, MOP, speak it into existence.
I think Grant's got like 2 years left, right?
Yeah, you still technically, you still have a year of eligibility.
Yeah, you still have a year of eligibility.
Grant, get to the airport right now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll take the next flight to Indy.
just get in there. Can you imagine? I don't want to think about it. Grant Kersey, if Grant Kersey is 100% thing held up,
he doesn't miss a shot, so we're not losing. You can't lose with a dude who doesn't miss.
I know.
Literally doesn't miss.
That'd be great. So
I think I need some more shot attempts for that stat to be accurate.
No, you don't miss, bro. You got 1.000.
Yeah. KenPom got you. Don't worry.
I'm saying, I think me and Forrest fly out.
I got 4 years left. I got 4 years of eligibility.
Forrest is good.
Yeah, I'm good. I got 4 years left.
Good guys. You guys can save the hoos. Get to Charlottesville.
Nah, I think if I had to play, they'd just shut it down. They'd just be like, nah, it's not worth it.
Like, look, Carl's like, look, we're not that desperate.
Yeah, we're not that desperate.
All right, fellas, appreciate y'all jumping on. I'm sure all the fans will appreciate it.
No,
hopefully soon when we hear more.
Peace out.